Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Lisa Cooney, and welcome to The Art of Choosing, Committing, Collaborating, and Creating Your Body for a Greater Future for You, for the Planet, for Your Business, and for Your Relationships. I'm going to talk about the body of change, and today, specifically, I'm going to speak about, are you creating or destroying your body? So what does that even mean? So there are these awarenesses that we get in our body, and they're spacious awarenesses. And these spacious awarenesses are what I would call light energy. They're your yes energy. They're the things that are so easy and effortless for you to be and do that your body just loves to do it. So for instance, last couple of months, actually almost a year now, I've been doing kickboxing at least 5 days a week. And then in the last 2 months, I started high interval training for 30 minutes, which sounds really, really hard, but it's actually not so hard. it's just more fun and strength training. And there are certain things that I do for my body every day. Like before I start working, I ask my body what clothes would contribute to the work that I'm doing. I ask my jewelry what jewelry desires to be adorned on my body. I ask what food would like to be eaten or ingested in my body. And so these are ways that I create my body. And my body is actually in a form, literally, a physical form, literally, that it's never been in right now due to the way that I am specifically exercising it, moving it, listening to it, and paying attention to it with the ideas and activities that I just spoke to. And then there's this other side that actually can be the destruction of your body. So the easiest way for me to explain this was when I was about 85 pounds heavier than I am now. If you're listening from a different country, it's about 40 something kilos. And I was sick and I was in pain and, you know, relatively depressed because I was living in the past. And, you know, the past creates depression. The future creates anxiety. And the present is the only thing that creates peace. Well, my body being 85 pounds heavier and the depression that I talked about, the illness and pain that I talked about, was actually not creating anything other than creating the destruction of me. And that made my body and my living so mired in weight and mass and density and heaviness that with every movement, there was some sort of pain, some sort of trauma, some sort of depression, some sort of just a thinking, a circuitry, if you will, that I would make a choice to eat something because I wanted to feel better. But in the eating of something because I wanted to feel better, I would actually eat the thing that didn't make me feel better. So then I needed more of it to keep eating to not feel better in the guise of feeling better, which was actually destroying my body. So what I wanted to talk about today is, are you creating your body or are you destroying your body? I just got off of a Zoom call, radio show, an online radio show in Mexico, because I'm heading off to Mexico City next week. And, you know, they were asking me a lot of questions about how do you communicate with your body? Well, this is what I wanted to talk about here today, because whether you become aware of whether you're creating your body or destroying your body, you have to be in communication with your body. You have to actually be in tune with yourself to know if something you're doing is a yes or if something that you're doing is a no. If something that you're doing is a yes, that's creating your body. Something that you're doing is a no, that's destroying your body. And how many of you proceed with the no in the guise of a yes and actually destroy your body when you're actually thinking of creating your body? And this is about how aware or unaware we are of our body. And in this reality, we are taught to be so unaware of our body, unaware of our physiology, living in our head, which is only 10% of our body, versus the 90%, which is the rest of our body. So, you know, when I was going to school and becoming a licensed therapist and getting my doctorate in psychology and all the education and training and certifications that I have, everything in those institutions was geared toward the knowledge and answering the questions correctly from my head, 10%, versus the 90% of listening to my body saying, hey, body, what would you like? Hey, body, what would you like to wear? What would you like to eat? Where would you like to go? What job would you like to have? What relationship would you like to be in? What party would you like to go to? What body would you like to play with? That was never discussed. That was never taught. That was never honored. That was never acknowledged. So it begs the question, with so much disease on this planet and dis-ease on this planet and so much from kids to adults, and so much depression and mental health issues, and so many things happening like guns in schools and massacres and, like I said, sicknesses going on. Like, I wonder if all these things are going on the planet with people because they're disconnected from their bodies and they're destroying each other and themselves and the world. Are we destroying ourselves as the energy of embodiment in this reality by not paying attention to our body? I have an interesting point of view because I did it, but that's a yes. I definitely only knew how to destroy my body. So what I'm basically talking about is judgments. See, judgments are the best way to destroy your body. And living without judgments are the best way to create your body. So let's talk about judgments. Judgments are the things that you do not want to admit about, that you think about other people because they're not socially appropriate, that you think about your spouse or partner or boss because you might get fired or get a divorce, you might be alone, that you think about your children but you don't want to say out loud because you will be a bad parent. Everything that we disown or disavow about ourselves or about other people is a judgment. And with those judgments are projections. Well, if they did this, then that. Separations. If you're saying if you did this, then that, then you're separate from each other. So there's no communion. And then brings up the expectations where if they only did this, then I would be okay with them. So all that talk that I just did from when I started what a judgment is, that has... like even my belly as I'm talking and my body as I'm talking feels a little heavy right now. I'm perceiving a density, a mass, a weight on me, just simply talking about the energy of judgment. And that judgment creates a form. And I'm going to call it physical solidity. It creates a form that I'm calling physical solidity that adds weight on the cells of our being. And that weight formed as a physical solidity over and over and over and over and over time with every judgment we have, with every projection included, with every expectation on top of it, with every separation that is incorporated of it, puts more physical solidity around us and around our body that keeps us unable to feel, perceive, know, be, and receive is another way of saying it, another person or our connection to life or a connection to money or a connection to business or a connection to anything. So there's no communion. And so the only communion we have is in the separation between us and the outer world, between us and our body. So when you judge, you physically solidify that in your body. And then your body becomes a solid vehicle of limitation. So all the physical solidity you've been using to create your body as a solid vehicle of limitation, will you just become aware of it, destroy and uncreate it, and ask the infinite energy that moves through all things to show you how to change it? And if, you know, one of the things that I do besides this podcast is I facilitate classes in energy healing and psychology and consciousness. And when I say become aware of the infinite energy, those are energy healing terms and energy clearing terms. And if you want to know more about that, you can go to my website, drlisacooney.com, and see about the work that I do, or find me on YouTube or Facebook. And you can get more specifics on the clearing, but I'm not going to do them on the podcast. I'm just going to be talking to you and bringing this awareness of creating or destroying your body. So when you're physically solidifying those judgments as mass, density, and weight on your body becomes a solid vehicle of limitation. When our body becomes a solid vehicle of limitation, we want to stay on the couch and watch a movie. We want to feed ourselves and not even know what we're eating when we're watching that movie, so we're not even paying attention. We're wanting to just sleep and not get up and move our body. We're wanting to not create, just destroy, because we're so tired and fatigued. But it's not a real tired and fatigue because you've been doing so much. It's a tired and fatigue because you've been limiting yourself and constricting yourself from being. And when we limit ourselves and constrict ourselves from being, we create a physical solidification in our body, and that creates the destruction of our body. And that actually puts weight on our body. And our fat cells increase, and our weight increase, and the bloatation in our body increases, and the pain in our body increases, and the depression in our mind increases. And then it's just like, oh, I don't want to do anything. Oh, I don't want to go anywhere. Oh, I just can't wait for the week, work week to end. I just want to go home and, you know, check out. This doesn't mean that checking out and, you know, taking a break, you know, isn't good. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how we use judgments without even knowing it to create our body more physically solidifying than it actually is, that actually creates the lack of movement, the limitation, and the lack of energy to create possibility. So if there's weight that you're carrying, an extra weight that you're carrying, that all of a sudden, you know, you've woken up to, great, good job. That's communication with your body. You're feeling it, you're sensing it, you're becoming aware of it, you're perceiving it. Ask the weight to speak to you. And be prepared to listen to what it actually says and what your body actually says to you. Because if you don't listen to it and you keep doing what you're doing now, you'll create more weight. So for myself, I know that it wasn't what I was eating. It was what was eating me. And what was eating me was all the ways that I was saying yes when I meant no, and no when I meant yes. And that way of saying yes when you mean no, and no when you mean yes, is what creates judgments, projections, separations, expectations, physical solidifications, and the destruction. It's like a commitment to it. It's like, what do you want to fuel? You want to fuel the destruction of your body, or you want to fuel the creation of your body? So let me flip it around a little bit. Well, I have some questions here. How do we get out of judgment of our body? Well, it's a really good question. First, you have to become aware of that you are in judgment of your body. And one of the ways that I become aware of if I'm in judgment of my body is when I actually literally perceive my body heavier than it usually is. When my body is light and spacious and my energy is lifted and my mind is clear And you know how those days you wake up and you're just kind of like that? That you're in communion with your body. And then there's other days you wake up and you're like, Jesus, I cannot move. I'm in pain. I'm so tired. I'm so sluggish. Maybe I need coffee. Maybe I need sugar. Maybe I need cake. Maybe I need something. That's when you know that you're actually in judgment. It's that weight and that mass on you is not your natural state. But many people in this reality believe that it is. It's a lie. So I ask these four questions right now, that if you're listening to this podcast, which I know you are, and I have a semi-live audience here with me, ask your body, as you pay attention to your body right now, what are you aware of? And if there's any heaviness in your body, be like, is that heaviness real? Yes or no? Light or heavy? If it's light, then something that's going on is true and real. If it's heavy, then something that's going on that you're perceiving is not true and you're making it real. If you make something true that isn't real, you're creating physical solidity and you're creating judgment. And then use this tool. Who does it belong to? And some awareness will come. It'll be someone or something else. And then just return that to sender with consciousness attached. Or give it to the earth, or just say, it's not mine, let it go. Ask yourself, if you are aware of someone else's energy or something else's energy, ask yourself then, you know, is it real for the person or the situation? Likely it's real for the person or situation, because just like you, most of us in this reality make the judgment of our body real. But bodies don't judge. Beings judge. Our minds judge. Bodies don't judge. And then ask yourself, well, whatever you're perceiving, will it matter in 5 years? I'll tell you what, if you think what you're perceiving today is going to matter in 5 years, then you really need to call me. We need to do some work. Because you're committed to something in the future that is just bringing fear and anxiety. Future endeavors already ruined. Some people say false evidence appearing real stands for fear. Right now I'm saying future endeavors already ruined. If you're planning something in 5 years to be true from today. And if it doesn't matter in 5 years, which it doesn't, it's not going to, then ask yourself, what energy, space, and consciousness and choices do I have available right now? And then choose that. So what do I mean by choosing and having available choices? That's the creation. So the first three or four questions I just walked you through are actually to get you out of destroying your body once you become aware that you're destroying your body. The last question, what energy, space, and consciousness and choices are available to me now, is how to choose, act, and engage in the moment to create your body. So if I was choosing to create my body right now, would you like to go for a walk? If I was choosing to create my body right now, would I like to have some water? If I'm choosing to create my body right now, do I need to change my clothes? If I'm choosing to create my body right now, do I need to call up a friend? If I'm choosing to create my body right now, what choices are available to me? If I've been procrastinating on something that I know I'll put an end to, if I put an end to, will lighten up the load on my body. These are all things that create your body. Okay, so anything joyful, anything light, anything fun that you could choose, which might not feel fun in the moment because you're getting out of judgment, but in the action of it, choose, act, engage, you will engage the molecules of your body to start creating something different. It's like every time I wake up and I'm tired and I don't want to go to kickboxing because it's early, it's 6 a.m., which means I get up about 4 or 4:30 a.m. every morning, and or at least, you know, 4 to 5 days a week. And every time as long as I'm physically well and not like fighting a cold or something like that, every time I go, when my body says, when my mind wants to talk me out of it, but my body wants to go and I listen to that, it always changes for the better. And I always create a different circuitry. So the idea of this podcast is to create a different circuitry and a different communication with your body that actually is one of joyful engagement. Every morning I ask my body what it would like to wear, what jewelry would contribute to my day, who or what I want to be around, what activity I'm going to join in. This morning, for instance, is a day that I woke up, I started getting ready, doing my stuff, and I was sneezing and coughing and my throat was scratchy. And I knew yesterday I was starting, you know, to not feel so well. And I was like, I can go, listen to my words, I can go and do kickboxing and my weight training today. Then I said, body, what's best for you right now? And my body said, sleep. So I decided to sleep in, and I passed out until 8 o'clock, which I can't even remember the last time I did that or allowed my body to do that. And I feel so much more spacious in my body and rested because I actually listened to my body. That's the spaceful, the spacious, joyful activation of listening to your body, creating your body. And my body was like, oh, thank you for not forcing me to do something. And I actually got more done this morning by not going and listened to my body and got in communion with my body by honoring what it required. So there are some examples about creating your body. Gave you some questions about how to become aware of destroying your body and literally asking your body, if I was truly creating my body for me, what would I do? Who would I be around? What would I think? What would I know? What would I eat? What would I wear? What jewelry would I put on? And what activities would I be involved in? You take one of those questions and ask that every day for 21 days, and then maybe another question for another 21 days, and another question for another 21 days. In 3 to 6 months, you will have a communion and a communication with your body physiologically that you've never had before, which will change your physical awareness. So your physiological awareness is becoming aware of how separate we are from ourself and our body. And that's what I'm speaking to here. So I hope you found this useful. I thank you for your time, and I will hear you, see you, feel you next week on the podcast, The Body of Change. And if you are listening to this and you would like some questions to be put in or want to suggest some topics that you want me to talk about regarding body, you can always email me at drlisa@drlisacooney.com. Have a great day communing with your body.